Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. made it big back in 2011 when they covered this song from the 1970s. They went on to play big music festivals like Lollapalooza and Bonnaroo. The duo was on Stateside 2 years ago when they released their second full-length album, and band member Joshua Epstein explained why they call themselves Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr.
We were going to call ourselves Counting Crows Part 2. And then I was telling my friend Andy about that, and he was like, "You guys are idiots. I mean, you might as well call it Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr." And then I was like, yes.
The duo was out with a new album and have changed their name to simply Junior Junior. I'm now joined by Joshua Epstein and Daniel Zott of Junior Junior. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having
us. Thank you.
So why the name change?
I guess Josh always says it this way, and I think it's a good way to put it, that the band name became like this extra member of the band that wasn't contributing, and so we felt like we had to kick him out.
I like that. So your latest album called Junior Junior is being released on Friday, and let's take a listen to one of the songs on the album. This is called Break My Fall. And have we lost our soul? Did we let them get the best of us? Have we lost control? Have we let it slip away from us? I don't know why I ever trusted you to break my fall. So Daniel, give me your take on what this song is about.
I think it can be about a few different things. That's what you're trying to do when you write a song, maybe that people can hear it in a different way. But I think for me, one of the things was feeling that sort of the pressure of the label and sort of putting your hopes in them sort of accomplishing certain things or leaning on them to do a lot, and then sort of realizing that maybe you put too much trust in that, and that really just being okay with doing what you love and doing, making the things that are important to you and making art, and, you know, is way more important, and it's better to sort of satisfy that sort of need than to be looking for them to sort of be everything.
And you used to be with Quite Scientific Records, which is based out of Ann Arbor, and you're now with Warner Brothers. How has switching to Warner Brothers affected your lifestyle and music career?
It's good and bad, you know. There's definitely a lot of opportunity that comes with being on a major label. You have access to bigger budgets for things. I mean, even though it's not what it used to be. But, you know, in a lot of ways, there's a lot of, like, expectation that comes with that, whether it's good or bad. You know, certain times people have different expectations from working with you because they think that, you know, you're with a bigger organization, or certain times people have different expectations for what the value of the art itself is.
Are you still able to produce a lot of your own music on a major label?
Yeah, they've been actually pretty wonderful with that. That's one of the good things that Josh was mentioning. They give us a lot of freedom. We still record in my basement for a majority of it. And if it's somewhere else, it's usually just someone else's basement or home. We don't feel that pressure of having to go to like a clean, expensive studio, you know.
I'm speaking with Junior Junior, also formerly known as Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. They have a new album that will be released on Friday. And here's a clip from the last track on your album. So there are so many interesting sounds happening here. What is it that we're hearing?
There's a lot of weird things in there. I think every sound in that song is something that we kind of made. A lot of it is actually an iPhone voice memo, like sped up. And then a lot of the drum sounds were, you and Mike did that.
Yeah, our drummer Mike played drums and we distorted the sound, so, and they come in and out, so it's like they'll come in and just be like, and just like it sounds like a garbage can or something like that, you know?
Yeah, a lot of lot of random. Like, yeah, really random.
A lot of it is like samples, like he's saying, that we just make on our phone or whatever, and then throw it in and put effects on it, you know, stuff like that.
A lot of times for this record in particular, rather than using like a MIDI synth or something that was created by a company, we used a sampler and took a recording and spread that over the keyboard so that we're playing the recording in chords. So a lot of times it was like playing a guitar and then putting the guitar on the keyboard and playing that and seeing what sound that was.
Yeah, making the sound even weirder. Yeah.
So you guys are still based in the Detroit area. Why have you kept Detroit as your base?
It's cheap.
Yeah, there's a certain part of you know, Detroit that feels like it'll always be home, and you know, it's comfortable and we operate well here. I've been spending more time in California also, but it's probably about 50-50 the amount of time I spend there and here.
So, Daniel, I mean, you mentioned the word cheap. I mean, we've heard a lot of artists flocking to Detroit because there's so much space and it's affordable. You know, and then you also hear, well, Detroit's a little bit dangerous. You know, you hear the other side of Detroit. So there's really good things for artists, and then there's also some downsides. But when it comes to being an artist in Detroit, what are some of the perks that come with living in the city?
I mean, it's hard not to mention the time that you get. Like, for instance, if you're in New York or in Los Angeles, to pay your rent, you would have to have one job or two jobs on the side from making music. And I remember being early 20s, working a job 3 days a week and eating soup cans, you know, like the dollar soup cans every day, just so I could record more. And it's just a lot harder to have like 3 days of work and then be able to pursue your art in a city where your rent is a lot higher. So besides that, I think there's something interesting about Detroit being spread out that is, you know, it's bad in a lot of ways, but in some ways you feel like you don't feel the competition because you're kind of in your own little world. And I think for me, if I felt the competition, I might do something that isn't quite me. And the fact that I can sort of like float in this sort of non-competitive environment, I really feel like I can try anything as opposed to like trying to fit in, you know?
I've been speaking with Joshua Epstein and Daniel Zott of the band formerly known as Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. They're releasing a new album with their new name, Junior Jr., on Friday. Josh and Daniel, congratulations and thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us. I can't be